Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Revelation chapter 3, we were talking about the effects of hot and cold water on a man's body, in comparison with the hot passion for God's Word and the cool, refreshing Word. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, it's also interesting to me that Laodicea is defined as the right of the people. It's indicative of mob rule. That is, the inmates are running the asylum. Well, Jesus is the Amen. He's the authority. He is the faithful and true witness. He is the authority and head of the church. It's not the pastor, it's not the deacons, and it's not the congregation. And when he sees those things out of order, it makes him want to spew out of his mouth. When any of these groups try to lord it over God's house and ignore the scriptures. So the charge is that the church is lukewarm. It's not cold. It's not hot. Most times you'll hear good fundamental pastors, and I've done this in the past, that have made this following observation, that the cold is a cold, dead church, while a hot church is one that's on fire for the Lord. Now, my friend, I tell you what, it does make for some good preaching. I mean, it makes up for some good, strong preaching storms, you might say. But that's really not good with the context that's here, even though preachers can really take off on it. Laodicea was located in a place that was noted for its hot and its cold springs. Sometimes people would come as a medicine to the hot springs to heal their aches, their pains, their sprains, their broken bones, and what have you. The hot waters would also kill those germs and bacteria that had caused sicknesses. On the other hand, there were those cold, refreshing spring waters that would refresh those who went into them. And it would invigorate them, especially if they were going through the heated days that drew out the energy and made one listless. I can remember years ago going to a health club in Alabama where I have a brother that lives there and was a member of the club, and he wanted me to go there to work out. Well, in the club, they had a cool dip in the men's locker room. And I'd go into the sauna and sit there and get all hot and sweaty for about 10 to 15 minutes. And then you could, if you wanted to, just get your shower and dress. Well, I tell you what, when you did that, coming out of the sauna, even getting a cold shower, it seemed like you sweat for an hour after you're dressed. However, they had a little pool. It looked to be about 6.5, 7 foot deep. And it's probably, in its diameter, 6 feet across. Just like a little circle and hole in the ground, 6 foot deep. And it was kept at 72 degrees. You come out of the sauna and jump in that, it was shocking. But it felt refreshed. And sure enough, you stayed in there for 1 or 2 minutes and then got out and got your shower. You did not sweat. Well, in Laodicea, the cool springs prepared men to go out and work. They were more ready for the day ahead. They needed those cool, refreshing springs. Now, what is the mission for the local church? Is it not the Great Commission to go to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? And then what's next? to teach them to observe all what he's commanded. So that includes the hot springs. Men need healed of their sin condition. We aren't the waters, but out of us can flow living waters. They're like those hot springs that take men to the water of life. And those healing waters are not only for the unsaved, but they're also for the saved who have backslidden and they need to get back right with God before the chastening hand of God comes down mightily upon them. And they need to come back to the righteousness of Christ and His Word. But then, the Great Commission is those who are Christians, that are not backslidden, need to be taught to observe all things that He's commanded us, and we need to encourage them to go in those ways, as Hebrews 10, 24 and 25 tells us to exhort them daily. And so, we take ourselves and our fellow Christians in the heat of this world's battle to the cool, refreshing springs of God's Word. That is, we edify the saints. It's important that we hide God's Word in our heart, that we might not sin against God. We need to make Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, a daily task, where it says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." Now, this is the mind that you need to allow to be in you, which was also in Christ. And we can measure our actions through the day by it. For example, you're watching television. Something comes on television, and to some it's questionable. And you ask yourself, well, is it true? Is it honest? Is it just? Is it pure? Is it lovely? Speaking of that, by the way, in a pure and holy way. And is it of a good report? Is it virtuous? Is it anything that would bring praise to God? Then think on those things. It's important that we share with new believers God's holy, refreshing Word. I wrote the booklet, Building Blocks. And Building Blocks was to help new converts as well as people who may be new church members to get established, to get a foundation. For an example, it does talk about baptism. It talks about assurance of salvation. It talks about your responsibility to the local church. It talks about Bible doctrine. It talks about things to happen. Future things, prophecy, that is. It tells you how to study the Bible. Teaches you how to pray. Teaches you how to lead a soul to Christ. And so all those things are in the book Building Blocks. Now, someone wrote me not too long ago and asked me for my booklet, Stumbling Blocks. Well, I hope it's not a stumbling block. It is to be a building block. And that's what the Word of God should be in our life, a building block. It is important that you share things with other Christians which you receive from God's Word. It's important that we fulfill Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Now, isn't provoke a strong word? When we say that he provoked him, usually we mean he made him fighting mad. He got him so upset he made them do something stupid. Sometimes we think of it provoked that way. Well, that word provoke means to strongly urge. And although we use it mainly in a bad connotation, that's not the use of it in our Bible. The use of it is the pure meaning of it, and that is to strongly urge. It's a very strong word. And we are told to consider one another to strongly urge them unto love and good works. Consider one another. You see that that person is beginning to fall down, that person's starting to go by the wayside, it seems like they've almost grown indifferent. Maybe they're starting to cool. Then strongly urge them. And then he says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the matter of some is, but exhorting one another, so much the more as you see the day approaching. My goodness, my friend, in this modern day, we can see that things are pointing to the soon return of Christ. And that being the case, we need to be faithful to a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church that has not compromised the words, doesn't water it down, that preaches the truth in love, that speaks the truth as it is to men as they are. And my friend, that needs to be our desire to be in that church every time the doors are open. And he says, we are to exhort one another to do so, especially as we see that day approaching in which Christ shall come. When a church or a Christian is not doing these things, then they are becoming lukewarm. And they may think, well, I'm not wild. I am not contemporary, even. I am not bad. I go to church. I'm all right. Self-satisfied people are deceived people who are lukewarm. A Christian that is filled with the hot springs of evangelism and repentance and the cool, refreshing waters of edification is one who's ever striving to spring up more water and allow that water to affect more lives. But the self-satisfied lose interest. And notice, it makes God want to spew them out of his mouth, our text tells us here in verse 16 of Revelation 3. It makes him sick to see this kind of Christian and church. Let us strive to not allow that to be said of us. Now notice the specific charges that drive the point home in verse 17. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. Don't miss that verse 17 is giving us the marks of lukewarmness. The Lord just didn't make the charge of lukewarmness. He told them what the marks were. They think they are increased with goods and rich, and as a result, this church thinks it has need of nothing. So its first problem is twofold. It's pride and self-righteousness. But it's also blind, that it sees not the light that comes from the true witness, that shows she is wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.